Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at ohiovoterguide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan Alugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Tuesday, June 11th. Today, we're looking at Trevor Lawrence, who was named a top bounce-back candidate by NFL.com. Going to talk about the article here today. Going to talk about Trevor Lawrence's chances of, again, bouncing back here in 2024 after what was an up-and-down 2023 campaign. We're going to dive into it today. Obviously, mandatory minicamp day two kicks off a little bit later. We're going to be out there covering it, so you can keep it locked here for all your Jaguars coverage. You can follow me on Twitter at Jordan DeLugo for some more updates from practice. But again, getting into Trevor Lawrence here, Lawrence and the Jaguars obviously did not have the season they hoped for in 2023, which has led many around the country, around the NFL landscape, to kind of sour on their future prospects. That, along with teams within the Jaguars' own division kind of taking steps forward on paper, has led many to, you know, say the Jaguars are maybe the third best team in the AFC South right now. I don't agree with that. But Eric Edholm of NFL.com sees the tangible reasons why Trevor Lawrence is due for a bounce back season in 2024. And that's what we're going to talk about here first. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop and pick up some new Duval gear like the hat I am wearing right now. You can also become a channel member here on YouTube. Really appreciate y'all's support. So Edholm, he recently dropped his top bounce back candidates for 2024, and Trevor Lawrence was front and center, the first name in the article, as soon as it pops up. And make no mistake about it, like, the Jaguars, if Trevor Lawrence bounced back, they will bounce back as a team. The Jaguars will go as Trevor Lawrence goes. And a lot of how Trevor Lawrence plays is going to be dependent on the players around him. So Edholm, he points out a factor that most folks ignore here. Trevor Lawrence was actually playing well prior to a lot of key injuries. Lower body, upper body, concussion, like, you name it, Trevor Lawrence was dealing with it prior to week 13 when he left the game against the Bengals. At the end of the game, Trevor Lawrence was playing excellent football for the Jaguars, right? He was getting the job done with his arm, with his legs. And even though things weren't perfect in terms of the chemistry within the offense, kind of the cohesion from a play calling standpoint week to week, you know, some receivers not being able to make plays that a lot of receivers would make on a consistent basis early in the year, even despite those issues, like, Trevor Lawrence was playing good football. He was doubling up his touchdown to interception ratio. He had run for four touchdowns. Like, he was balling out, and the Jaguars were playing really well overall. They were winning football games. They were 8-3. Defense was playing better. So a lot of people just ignore that. You know, they just say, oh, the Jaguars didn't make the playoffs. They were awful. They lost however many games at the end of the year. They were a disappointing team, and the end of the season was absolutely disappointing. But to ignore the fact that they were able to get to an 8-3 record before Trevor Lawrence really started dealing with multiple injuries, and before some other key players were forced out of the lineup, I think that's folly. I think that's a miss. Now, Edholm also points out that from center out to left tackle, the Jaguars struggled in 2023, right? especially down the stretch. He notes that Cam Robinson had the suspension and then the injury, the revolving door at left guard, the poor play at center. He brings up Mitch Morse as someone who should be able to fix the center spot, mentions that it's kind of the rest of the same guys at left tackle and left guard, which is true. But he mentions that Walker Little played well early in Cam Robinson's stead and then kind of struggled late. Walker Little was injured late. He was playing through injury. Ezra Cleveland at left guard was playing through injury. So the Jaguars OT3 in Walker Little and left guard 1 in Ezra Cleveland, they should be playing better in 2024 than they were in 2023 because, again, they were playing through injury. And you've also got the idea that having more continuity across the offensive line, if there's more health in 2024, should help these guys play better together. I think it's reasonable, and it seems Edholm does as well, that the offensive line should perform much better in 2024. He also talks about the loss of Calvin Ridley. He does fairly point out in the aggregate that Brian Thomas Jr. and Gabe Davis will give Trevor Lawrence plenty of opportunities to go deep with the football. And he says, you know, is Gabe Davis, who the Jaguars replaced Calvin Ridley with in free agency, is he better than Calvin Ridley? Is he more talented than Calvin Ridley? No, he's not. But can the aggregate of Brian Thomas Jr. and Gabe Davis give more to the Jaguars offense than Calvin Ridley did last year? I think there's a good chance the answer is yes. And, saying that the Jaguars replaced Calvin Ridley with Gabe Davis in free agency is a little bit of a misnomer because that's not what the plan was at all. The Jaguars wanted to sign Gabe Davis and bring back Calvin Ridley. That's what they were trying to do. That's what they thought they were going to do before Tennessee came in with the massive offer for Calvin at the last moment, right? That's how it went down. So he wasn't a one-to-one replacement for Calvin Ridley. I think Brian Thomas Jr. heading into this season is much more the replacement for Calvin Ridley than a Gabe Davis is. Just a little bit of minutia there, really. Not anything for y'all to get too fired up about, but I think that in the aggregate...
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Thomas Jr. and Gabe Davis can give you more than Calvin Ridley gave you last year. Edholm also points out that the Jaguars played several top defenses last season during the regular season and appear to see a easier group of defensive opponents in 2024. I think that's interesting. So I agree with everything Eric Edholm points out here. I think this was a very well thought out, thought process on Trevor Lawrence and his chances to bounce back in 2024. But for me, there are even more factors that could aid Trevor Lawrence. For one, I mean, if Doug Peterson is not calling plays, he's at least going to be much more hands-on with the offense. We have been asking and asking and asking all offseason, is there going to be a change in the offensive play caller? Press Taylor took over as the play caller last year. Doug Peterson was a little bit more hands-off with the offense. He was focused on the entire team. And part of that was I don't think he felt entirely confident in what was going on the defensive side of the ball. He won't say that, but I think that's true. And the fact of the matter is that every time either Doug Peterson or Press Taylor has been asked about who's going to call offensive plays, there has been a non-answer. If Press Taylor was going to continue calling offensive plays, I think that they would be saying that. I think that they are setting this thing up for Doug Peterson to, at the very least, be more hands-on and, in my opinion, probably call the plays at least to some extent in 2024. And look, I think that's one of Doug Peterson's best qualities as a coach, is play calling. Sure, he makes a mistake here and there, trying to be aggressive or too cute, but so does Andy Reid, who he kind of got groomed by in terms of his play calling philosophy in the NFL, the way he operates. And so for me, these two guys, more often than not, and Andy Reid is certainly on a different level than Doug Peterson, I'm not trying to say that, but similar offenses, similar coaching philosophies, they do things kind of similarly in a variety of ways. But Doug Peterson, one of his best assets as a coach is his ability to dial things up in specific moments, to set things up for plays down the line that are going to kind of break a game wide open potentially, or you make a big play in a big moment. I think that Doug Peterson does that really well, and that's not a knock on Press Taylor as much as you have this guy who has proven to be a very good play caller in the NFL, and Doug Peterson, one of the best. Use that, right? Like, use that to give yourself a better chance to win football games. Press Taylor, he might end up being a fine play caller in the league. We don't know at this point. Last year was disappointing. There were a lot of factors that went into that. I think injuries, top of the list. But I think Doug Peterson should be the one that's more hands-on with the offense, calling plays for this offense. I think that would help the Jaguars out a lot. And I think that you're heading towards that. I think it really feels that way. You've also got the fact that the defense should perform better down the stretch. The Jaguars defense absolutely fell apart under Mike Caldwell last year. And I think that Ryan Nielsen, his coaching staff on the defensive side of the ball, there's very little question in my mind that they're going to do a much better job with this defense. I think it's more talented overall. Obviously, the addition of Arik Armstead, massive steps forward that are expected by players like Trayvon Walker, Devin Lloyd, some of the guys in the secondary. I think this defense will be better. I think it will be more sound. I think it will be better coached. I think the defensive front will do a better job. I think that the post week 13 regression from Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars as a whole also coincided with losing Christian Kirk, who is fully healthy now entering 2024. And that's something a lot of other, you know, national outlets kind of gloss over. Like, Christian Kirk's importance to this offense cannot be overstated. He's been vital for the Jaguars on offense over the last 2 years, and he's Trevor Lawrence's most trusted target, one of the better slot receivers in the league. Unless we forget, like, as fun as some of the highs were with Calvin Ridley, as good as he was in certain moments, there were plenty of low points as well. Dropped passes, not being in the right place at the right time, not being able to haul in a contested catch here or there that looked like he really should have been able to bring it in. It wasn't all sunshine and rainbows with Calvin Ridley as the Jaguars wide receiver one last year. I think you have a chance to have more cohesion, more continuity with the group you have at wide receiver. And again, Christian Kirk, Evan Engram still here. Gabe Davis and Brian Thomas Jr., I think those skill sets really complement Christian Kirk and Evan Engram. Their ability to kind of eat underneath and intermediate, and then Gabe Davis and Brian Thomas Jr. opening up the field with their vertical ability. So I think the Jaguars offense should be much better in 2024, and a fully healthy Trevor Lawrence will be the catalyst. Seems Eric Edholm of NFL.com agrees. Can't wait to see how it plays out. Let me know what y'all think in the comment section below. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear. Become a channel member right here on YouTube. Y'all have a good one.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.